Okay. We are at the bottom. We're going to start at the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, and we'll continue on to today's Amud of Hey Amud Aleph.
Okay.
Yesterday we did Dalet Amud Bet. Today we're starting Hey Amud Aleph. We're going to start from the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, starting from the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekara Adam Kriyashma B'Beit HaKnesset, Mitzvah Ligroto Al Mitato. Right, so now we're going into Kriyat Shema Al Mita. We've already talked about saying Kriyat Shema at night. Now we're talking about before you go to sleep, saying Kriyat Shema. So even though Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, even though somebody has already said at Marv Kriyat Shema, you should also say it before he goes to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maikra, Rigzo ve'al Techtau, Imru Bivavchem. Right? So, okay, Rabbi Yossi says, right, how do we know that, what's the pasuk that somebody has to say, where do we get this idea that somebody has to say Kriyat Shema Lamita? It's from this pasuk that, right, so you should tremble and not sin, you should say it in your heart. Al mishkalchem, right, when you go to sleep, when you lie down, v'domusal, right, it'll be good. Amar Rav Nachman, im talmid chacham hu, ein tzarich, right. So Rav Nachman says, if he's a talmid chacham, he doesn't have to say it. Just looking at Rashi, Rashi says, imru bilvavchem, imru mashakatuv al levavecha. So say in your heart, i.e., say Kriyat Shema. Al mishkalchem shenemar u'bishachbecha, right, because it says as you lie down. V'domu, and Rashi explains that v'domu means b'shina achareich, and then right immediately afterwards you should go to sleep. Right, so there's this flow of saying Kriyat Shema, and then as you lie down and then going to sleep. Right, so then Rabbi Nachman says that if he's a talmid chacham, he doesn't have to say it. Let's see Rashi says v'im talmid chachamu sheragil b'mishnato lachzor al gersato tamid diyo b'kach. Right, so the fact that he's constantly learning Torah, and I guess this is a good lesson that we constantly should be doing chazara, right, because he's always thinking about his Torah, so therefore that's going to be enough for him.
Like the Gra, it says when he was sleeping his lips would still move.
Really?
Torah.
That's crazy. I wonder if he said Kriyat Shema before he went to sleep. Anyways, okay. Amar Rabaye, Av Talmid Chacham, Yibay Lameh Mar Chab Sukkah De Rachmei. Right. So Abaye says that even Talmid Chacham should say before he goes to sleep at least one pasuk that talks about the Rachmei of Hashem. Kigon. Now he gives an example. Biyarcha Av Kiruchi Ptito Ti Hashem Elamet. Pasuk from Tehillim. Yeah. Biyarcha Av Kiruchi Ptito Ti Hashem Elamet. Okay. So now we're at the top of Hamad Aleph. Amar Rabbi Levi. Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. La'olam yergiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer ra. A person should constantly be battling or strengthening his yetzer tov against his yetzer ra. Shneamar ragzo ve'al tachtau. Right. This is the we saw this pasuk right now. This is another proof. Something else we learned out from the pasuk. Right. So if he uses his yetzer tov and it conquers his yetzer hara, so then good. If not, then he should delve into learning Torah, and hopefully through that that'll counter his yetzer hara. Shneamar amru bilvavchem. Because right, the pasuk says imru bilvavchem. Mutav, right? If that works, then great. V'im lav yikra Kriyat Shema. If even learning Torah doesn't work, then you should specifically say Kriyat Shema. Shneamar al mishkavchem, right? Because it says it references Kriyat Shema. So therefore, if none of that works, then you should say Kriyat Shema. Im nitzchu mutav. If that works, great. V'im lav yiskor lo yom hamita. If that and if not, then you should remind him, or he should remember the day of death. Shneamar v'domusala, because it says v'domusala. Let's see, Rashi yom hadumia hi yom mavet shehi dumia ulamit. Right, so that references the day, one's final day. So you should remember that his time is limited, and therefore he should overcome his yetzer hara. The Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, my dichtiva nelacha luchot ha. Evan v'Torah v'Mitzvah asher k'tavti l'oratam. Right. So what? Okay. Now we're bringing another teaching of Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. He says, right, what's the pasuk talking about when it says, right, when Moshe goes up to receive the Torah, right? The pasuk says, "Ve'nelecha luchad even v'torah v'mitzvah shakatati l'artam." Right. So, what does that mean? Luchad elu aser dibrot. Luchad are the aser dibrot. Torah zemikra. Torah Rashi zemikra. Chumash shemitzvah likrop Torah. Right. We have chumash is mikra because we have a mitzvah to read from the Torah. V'mitzvah zo mishnah. Right. When it says mitzvah, it's talking about mishnah. They, a person should delve into Mishnah. Asher katavti ilu nevim. Katavti is nevim. Nevim uktuvim. Loratam is a gemara. Loratam is a gemara. I don't know why. I would have thought that there would be some sort of order. That it's weird that nevim uktuvim is in between Mishnah and gemara. I would have thought there would have been a different order, like chumash nevim uktuvim, then Mishnah and then gemara. But I guess. There's something specific has to do with those words.
It could be because he says Asher Katavti, so it has to be something that's part of Torah should be
Katavti. Exactly. Right. I think that's what Rashi. That's a good point you make. Let's see. Rashi Zagamar Savar Tama Amishnah Shemenu Yosei Hura Aval Amorim Hura Hin Mishnah Nikro Mibli Olam Mesechta Sota. Oh, so Rashi is saying something different, right? That Gemara is so okay, right? Something about Masechta Sota. I don't know. Does anybody get that Rashi?
No, I don't know, but I heard something once that it says that when Mashiach comes, that all the Torahs can be nullified besides the Chumash and Yeshua, and that all the Torahs really within the Torah, all the Nevi'im and Ketuvim's in Torah. And maybe all Gemara, like they didn't need Gemara before, it was all in the Mishnah. So maybe like when Mashiach comes, we'll just have Mishnah.
That's cool. That's a cool idea. Maybe. I don't know. Okay, anyways, fine. Okay, it's fine. Milamecha kulam ninu l'moshe mesina. All right, so therefore the teacher tells us that everything, all Torah that we know was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kolar kar kriyash ma'al amitato kilu, ochez cherev shal shtei piyot be'ado. Right, anybody who says, Kriyashma, now we're going back to talking about Kriyashma Alamita, right? Anybody who says Kriyashma Alamita, Kilu Ochis Cherev Shal Shtei Piyot Beyado, right? It's like Darth Maul in Star Wars, right? He has a double-edged sword, a double-edged lightsaber. Shneamar Ramamot Al Bigronam, V'Cherev Piyot Beyadam, right? Okay, fine, because it says in Tehillim, Ramamot Al Bigronam, V'Cherev Piyot Beyadam, right? Cherev Piyot is a double-edged sword, but what does that have to do with Saint Kriyashma? So my mashma Amar Rav Zutra Veitema Rabashi Meresha de Inara Dichtiv. Right. So right before it says that, the pasuk says Yalu Chasidim Bechavod Yiranu Al Mishkivotam. Right. So therefore, because it says Yiranu Al Mishkivotam. Right. Referencing Kriyashma, and then it says Ramot Al Begrunam Becher Piyav Edam. So therefore, that connection shows us that if somebody says Kriyashma Alamita, so therefore he's going to have that double edged sword. Betray Ramabigunam Bechir Piyo Bedam, right? So that afterwards, right, the pasuk immediately following says Bechir Piyo Bedam. Remember Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Kher Kriyat Shema Al Mitato Mezikin Badilin Yemenu. So now this is another schut that you have if you say Kriyat Shema Al Mita, is that Mezikin, demons are going to keep away from him. I guess Matisyahu didn't learn this before the possession. The possession movie that just came out. Okay, fine. Shenemar of Nev Reshef Yibau Uf. Right, the pasuk says, where is it? Iof, right? Ubnei Rashi Yibu Of, Ve'ein Of El Torah. So this Of doesn't, you know, it means Torah. How do we know? Shenem Mar. Now it brings another pasuk, pasuk from Mishlei, Hataif Einecha, Hataif Einecha Bo Ve'einenu. If you close your eyes, right, meaning if you stop learning Torah, so therefore you're going to forget it. So I guess that's another lesson we should constantly be doing Chazar. So therefore, we have this connection between. Let's see, we have this connection, right? Of his Torah, right? Because we saw that he hataif, right? there is it references often that in that case it's talking about Torah. Vein reshef el mezikin, and then now we're going to understand how we understand mezikin. So reshef el mezikin. So there's no reshef, right? Reshef means mezikin. Shene mar mezera v'luchumei reshef v'katav miriri, right? Right. The pasuk in Devarim, right? And there's Rashi in Pesachim when it talks about at the end we talk all the fun stuff about demons. So the Katav Meriri is a demon that's active at noontime. Rashi explains in Pesachim. So therefore we understand that Reshef is talking about demons. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Kol Osik v'Torah Yisurin b'dilin amen. Right now we're anybody who delves into Torah. So therefore, he's not going to he's going to be spared from suffering. Shneimar bnei reshef yibu off, right? We just established that reshef means mezikin and off is Torah. So therefore, because it says bnei reshef yibu off, so if you delve in Torah, you're going to be spared from mezikin. Ve'en off el Torah shneimar hitef enecha bo. Right, that's how we understood off before. Vein reshef el yisurin. Now we're understanding reshef instead of demons like we just saw. We're understanding reshef as yisurin. Shneimar mazei rav v'luchumei reshef. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan ha. Okay, fine. So reshef is Yisurin, and the reason we can use the same pasuk to understand both Yisurin and Mezikin is because the Katav Meriri was talking about the Mezikin, but the Reshef was talking about Yisurin. Okay, Amar le Rabbi Yochanan ha filu tinokot shel be Rabban yodinot. Right, even you know little children already know this. Let's see, Rashi. Is there a Rashi on this? Filatono kishal beit Rabban Yodim she Torah megina shalamdin mesefer chumash im shema tishma kol machal asher samti v'chulei. Right. So children who only learn chumash, right? Because this pasuk was from Eov, and that's what we're learning from. And now we're asking, wait a second. We already know from learning chumash. So why do we have to bring a pasuk from Eov? Right, little children who learn it, who know chumash, so before they get to Eve, so they already understand that that if you delve into Torah, so therefore you'll be spared from where are we? That you'll be spared from
demons, maybe?
Not demons. Yeah, you're certain, right? Exactly. Right. Okay. Fine. Shenem are. Vayomer im shemot yishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha v'sher be'inav taseh v'hazanta l'mitzvotav v'shamarta kol chukav kol machla asher samti mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem refecha. Right, so if you do everything as proper in Hashem's eyes, and if you listen to everything that he says, so you'll be spared from any of the terrors that he spread upon Egypt because ki ani Hashem refecha, because I am your healer. Al kol she'efshar lo la'asok b'torah. So therefore, because we can already learn this from Chumash, so therefore we must be learning an additional thing by bringing out the pasuk in Eov. So what are we learning? Anybody who has the opportunity to learn Torah and doesn't learn, Hashem will bring disgusting Yisurin upon him, and they're going to overtake him. Right. So as opposed to just learning out that by simply listening to Hashem, so therefore you'll be spared from Yisurin. This is we're going even further. We're saying anybody who has the opportunity to learn Torah but doesn't learn Torah, doesn't actively learn Torah, therefore Hashem is gonna actively bring Yisurin upon him. Shneamar nelamti dumia hechishi hechshiti mitov ukevi neachar vein tov el Torah. Shneamar, okay, fine, right. The pasuk is from Tehillim, and we know that tov is tov only refers to Torah. Shneamar kila kach tov natai di lacham Torah ti al tov, right, because I give you this goodness. Torati al tazov. So we understand that tov is referencing Torah. Amar Rabbi Zera, Vitema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Ba ura shalok mira karish baruch hu mira basar v'dam. Coming based on this, we can understand. We look at the greatness of the qualities of Hashem, who are so different from the qualities of a regular human being. Mira basar v'dam adam mocher chefes l'chavero. Right, if a person sells something to his friend, mocher asav v'lokeach sameach. Right. Why would somebody selling something be upset about it? So Rashi explains Hamocher Asav Shapirish Himenu Devar Chashuv Kizet. Right, it's something important to him. We took Dachko Machrobi because he's forced to sell it because he's in debt. So therefore he's upset when he's parting from it. But the person who's buying from it is very happy. Right, but okay. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Ain Okan. Right, but Hashem's not like this. Natan lam Torah l'Yisrael v'samach. Right, Hashem gives the Torah to Yisrael and he's happy. Shneimar ki lekach tov natati lechem Torati tazovu. So from that passage, we understand that Hashem was happy to give up the Torah and to pass it on to Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rav Avitam Rav Chista im roa Adam sheyasurin bayin alav. If Hashpesh b'masav. Right, so if a person sees that he's being afflicted by Surin, so he should reflecting on his actions. This is an important message now as we approach Rosh Hashanah. Right, if somebody sees that he's constantly suffering, so it's probably a reflection on the way on some of his actions. So he should check all his actions and make sure that he's acting properly. Shneamar nachshafad derechenu u nachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Right, so we should look into our actions and we should return to Hashem. That's a pasuk from Eicha. Hashpesh v'lamasa, right? If he looks into his actions and he doesn't find any problem, he's a superstar. Yitlab b'bitul Torah. So you should assume that therefore it must be because as a result of bitul Torah, because he's not learning Torah. So therefore that's why he's suffering from these yisurin. Shemar ashrei gevur asher tisrinu. Right, so Asher praises the man, right, that suffers, but learns from your Torah. Right, and if he sees, he's not doing any bitul Torah, and he's superstar, and he just can't understand why he's having these yisurin. So therefore, you should know that they're most likely, considered these yisurin shel ava. They're afflictions of love. I think the Gemara later on is going to explain what exactly that means for somebody to receive yisurin shel ava. But right now, we're just explaining that a person receives yisurin shel ava. If he's a perfect person, Hashem is just giving him these afflictions of love. Shneamar ki et asher yahav Hashem yochiach, right? Because it says anybody that those who he loves, Hashem makes him suffer. Amarava, Amarav Schora, Amaravuna, Kosha Karosh Baruch Hu Chafesbo Midako Yisurin. Anybody who Hashem desires, he adds extra Yisurin to them. Shneamar Hashem Chafes Adako Hecheli. Yachol Afilu Lo Kibla Mahava. Maybe it's possible, right? Okay, so now the Gemara is changing the understanding of what exactly does it mean Yisurin Shel Ava. It doesn't mean that Hashem is that Hashem is giving you out of love, or a person is accepting them out of love, right? So now the Gemara is explaining that it's understanding as if a person is accepting the Yisurin out of love. In a way he understands that this is a way that Hashem wants to become close to him. So therefore he's accepting it upon himself with love. So what if a person, the Gemara now asks, what if a person doesn't do it, that doesn't accept it out of love? Right, you would have thought Yachol Afilu Lo Kibla Me'ava. Right, you would have thought that maybe even if he doesn't accept it from Ava, Talmud Lomar Imtasim Asham Nafsho. Right, now we learn Imtasim Asham Nafsho Ma Asham Lada. Right, so we compare it to a Korban Asham. Right, just like a Korban Asham has to be given through Dad. Af Yisurin Lada. So therefore, to accept the Yisurin has to be through Dad as well. V'im kibla maschara. So obviously there's got to be some sort of reward. So what's his reward? Zera yarich yami. Right. So he's going to see a lot of children, and his days are going to be elongated. Right, and even more than this, he's going to retain his learning. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Acha bar Chanina argued about these Yisurin shel Ava. Chad Amar Elohim Yisurin shel Ava. So one of them said that this is what it means to receive Yisurin shel Ava. Kol she'ein behem bittel Torah, right? Yisurin shel Ava are any Yisurin where it doesn't affect your Torah learning, right? So you'll know that those are Yisurin shel Ava if the second you sit down you're not being afflicted by those Yisurin anymore. Shnemar Ashrei Gever Asher Tisrenu Ya Mitor Tachat Talmidei, right? We quote the pasuk again. Ashrei Gever. Right now, this makes more sense. Before, I didn't understand the pasuk so much. Right before, we were understanding the pasuk to mean that that a man who learns Torah, so therefore he's going to be free from Yisurin. I didn't, but this pasuk now in context makes a lot more sense, right? Because praiseworthy is a man who is afflicted by these Yisurin, but still manages to learn Torah. V'chad amar Elohim Yisurin shel Ava, and the other one says no. This is what Yisurin shel Ava is. Kol she'ein behem bittel tefillah. Right? If you constantly are afflicted, but at the time where you're davening, it doesn't affect your tefillah. Shne amar baruch elokim asher lo yisir tefillah tov v'chasto meiti. Right? So. Baruch Elohim, right? He doesn't give me Yisurin during my tefillah. Amar lo Rabbi Abba, braid Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right? Elu ve'elu Yisurin shel Abba. Right? Both of these are Yisurin shel Abba. Shnemar Kiyat Asher Yahava Shem Yochiach. Right? Even if somebody experiences even if it's Bittul Torah and bittul tefillah, but he still experiences these yisurin. So therefore, these are still yisurin shel Ava, because immediately it says right after that kiyat asher yahav Hashem yochiach, right? Right after anybody who Hashem loves, he's going to give them some sort of suffering. Nobody in this world, unfortunately, is spared from suffering, especially those who Hashem loves. Ella matam lomar mitor tachatam denu. What does it mean? What is the pasuk teaching us when it says mitor tachatam denu? Alti kri tilam denu. Right. It's not teaching him. It's teaching us. So what does it mean teaching us? Davar ze mitor tachatam denu. So therefore, just like we learned from this is something that we learn right out of the Torah. Kal v'chomer mishen v'ari. Right. So we learn it from the Torah from a kal v'chomer from Shein v'ayin, ma shein v'ayin, shehein echad me'verav shel adam. Just like, right, if a person, a shein, a tooth and an eye are one of the limbs of a man, and eved yosei behen lecher, and if it's knocked out of a slave, so therefore he's sent free. Yisurin she mimarkin kol gufo shel adam, right? Yisurin that really, bash a man's entire body. So how much more so is he freed from loved by Hashem? Vayinu to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, right? This is exactly what Rish Lakish says. Damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar Brib Melach, and Nemar Brib Yisurin. Right? It says both in regards to Melach. It uses the word Brib, and Nemar Brib Yisurin. We're gonna see the connection between the two right now. Nemar brit b'melach dichtiv, right? Lo tashbit melach brit. The pasuk from Vayikra, thank you. At the end of, right? Don't lo tashbit melach brit. V'nemar brit b'yisurin dichtiv eladivrei abri, right? And in terms of Yisurin, it says eladivrei abri. So we have this connection, right? We use bri both in terms of melach and in terms of Yisurin. So what can we learn out from that? Ma bri hamor b'melach melach matek et basar melach mamtek et basar, right? Just like by using salt, I remember Mrs. Goodwill's class in Or Chaim in biology, right? She's very into. We learned all about how salt right cleanses the blood from the meat. This is our non-Jewish biology teacher, but she's very she was very into the whole concept of kosher and how we use salt to cleanse the meat to bring the blood out. So just like blood, mimatekit at the basar, it doesn't necessarily mean that it makes it sweeter, but it means it makes it edible, right? Obviously, adding salt to meat doesn't make it sweeter, but the fact that it brings the blood out, so therefore now it's edible. So just like melach brings the blood out of the meat. Of breed, hamor be yisurin. So therefore, just like that, when it says breed in terms of yisurin memarkin kol vonatav shel adam. So yisurin actually bring out all the suffering of a man. So right, by being afflicted, so therefore he'll be spared in olam haba, and we're about to see that right now. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Shalosh matanot tovot natana kadosh baruch hu. Three great gifts Hashem gives us, Yisrael. But all of them are given. All of them have a, you have to pay a price for them. They come in right through Yisurin. Elohein, right? And these are them. Torah ve'eretz Yisrael ve'olam haba, right? Learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Olam haba are all given through are all amazing gifts, but they're given with Yisurin on the side. Torah minayin, right? So how do we know that Torah comes with baggage? Is what I'm looking for. They all come with baggage of Yisurin. Right, so how do we know that Torah comes with the baggage of Yisurin? Shenemar, Asher Egeve, Asher Tisurin, Yami Torah Tachat Tom Dena. Right, so praiseworthy is a man who's afflicted by Yisurin, but he still learns Torah. Eretz Yisrael, Dichtiv, Kika, Asher Yisar, Isha Beno, Hashem Alkecha, Misoracha, Dichtiv, Asher Kia, Hashem Alkecha, Meviacha, Al Eretz Tova. Right, so it says that a man is going to be afflicted by Yisurin, but then right, immediately after the pasuk says Hashem's going to bring you to Eretz Tova, i.e. Eretz Yisrael. Olam haba, and how do we know Olam haba? Dichtiv ki ner mitzvah b'Torah or v'derech chayim tochachal Musa, right? Because it says ner mitzvah b'Torah or v'derech chayim tochachal Musa. Let's see Rashi v'derech chayim chayei Olam haba having lo tochachal Musa le'adam, right? So the Chai Olam Haba is given through the path, right? The good life in Olam Haba is given through the path of Yisurin in this world. So we see that sometimes we don't necessarily understand why we suffer, but at the end of the day, they all come with hopefully our Yisurin should come with good reward at the end, be it through learning Torah, Eretz Yisrael, or Olam Haba. And we'll end the Amud for today.